Blog Talk Radio.
Greeting. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time. Today, we'll be reading from the Epistle of Romans, 16th chapter, from the 14th to the 27th. Jesus' disciple asked the Master, when is the end time? He told them that no man knows the end time, even the angel has bowed down before my Father. They do not know the end time. But so when you see wars and ruin of wars, pestilence, earthquake, famine, disasters, know ye not that the time is at the door. That these things must come before the end of time. I'm sure you are evidence today to see what is happening today. The world is in the most uproar it has ever been. You have friends fighting against friends. Nation arise up against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. The word said, know ye not that the time is at hand. What is at hand? The coming of the Lord, the return of the Lord, the return of the Master to pay every man according as his work shall be. Is every piece of this right today? There is a war. There's a war. It starts in the bedroom, in the living room, in the kitchen, the outdoors, the street, the church, the school, industrial. Let's go on from the city to the county, the state, the governor. There's wars, Romans of wars going on. I, my friend, the only hope it is that you anchor in Jesus. If you fail to anchor in Jesus while you have a time, while there is still time, while there is still an opportunity to get your soul anchored in Jesus before it's too late. You know, the murder rate has climbed an unprecedented portion everywhere in the world. I mean, there was not a day, there was not an hour past that someone has been slaughtered. I stand my ground. That's the only thing, I stand my ground. My friend, make sure you are can stand your ground when your name is called. Because I'm quite sure standing your ground, you didn't remember that one day you're going to give an account for the life that you were taking. Oh, I heard the governor is keep on signing another execution. Execution. Even the everyone is doing the on a murder spree, my friends. Remember the birds are still falling from the air. The murder rate you're stealing the awards. The birds are falling. The crabs are floating on the beach. On the ponds. The turtle dove are falling from the air. What next? Man? And men are falling in the street. This is a university call. Says nation shall rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Earthquake. It used to be earthquake in divers places. But friend, there's an earthquake in your places. Fire falling in your house. It's flooding rise. The flood rise to your door. Criminal law knocking on your door. The snow is piling up. Police are dying everywhere. Police are executing people every day. Governors are failing. All over America. The homosexual petitioning the governor to marry. The narcotic, the government is setting loose the narcotic people out of prison. And there is no end for the lax. The authority had given up. They have surrendered on the wall on drugs. They have surrendered on the wall of crime because they have become the criminals. They have become the criminal. This is a call, a universal call to repentance today. To whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yeah. Actually, let the dumb, the blind, the deaf, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, very sad, naked and bad. So who's ever called? Have you called upon the name of the Lord? I'm here to remind you, if you haven't called, it's high time that you call. I'm a part of the fellowship of unashamed. Now, beloved, you know I'm not ashamed to own Jesus. He's my Savior, King, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Under the increase of His government, there shall be no end. I have the Holy Spirit. My decision has been made. I am His disciple. I will not look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. For my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. My past has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My eyes are fixed on the prize. My future is secure. I am finished with the worry thinking. I need not position, promotion, popularity to be heard. I now don't have to be at the top of the pyramid to be seen or recognized or to be praised. And I walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race with patience, live my prayer, and labor by the power of the Almighty. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. It's magnanimous. My face has set, my gaze is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow, and my ways are well, my companion are few, my goal, my guide are reliable, and my mission is clear. I can't be bought, compromised, the tour, long way, turn back. They look orderly. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemies, ponder at the pool of popularity, the mandate in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up. I won't shut up. Until I have stayed up, paid up, and preach for the cause of Jesus Christ. I am the disciple. I am His disciple. Trying to warn you for that great day of the Lord. I must go until He come. When He come, He shall know me by the His blood applied to my heart. And I'll know Him by the print of the nail in His hand. I'm here, beloved, to remind you one more time. For the great day of His Lord is, for the great day of the Lord has come. And who shall be able to stand? Beloved, are you able to stand? On that day, sinners will be running to run for the rock and the mountain and say, "Follow me, follow me." For the terrible day of the Lord. I love it. And if you allow the tower, the terrible day of the Lord to come, and your soul will not anchor in Jesus, you too will be running. You too will be crying. You too will be saying, "Fall on me." For the great day of His rise has come. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time. You may call me at 305-836-9545. All right, 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33147. Or even the city of Miami, the Tabernacle, located at 1351 Northwest 67th Street. Miami, Florida, where the right Bishop Walt Harris Richardson is the pastor and overseer. And you will hear the testimony of those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Those who have made a choice. Those who have heed the warning and are ready when that great day of the Lord. No man know when it's coming, but it's coming at any time. It might be morning, noon, or night. Morning, noon, or night. I want to come for you. You may come, he may call you. I know you have heard the saying, there are two things happen. He might come for you, call you, or he might come for you. Now, all these years I've been living, all I see, he was calling people. So the case that he called you before he come is very bright. So you must be ready. So if he call you, you are ready to go. But when he call you, if you are not ready to go, feel bad. I'll be reading today. Yeah, it said, salute Hermas and the brethren which are with them. And all the saints which are with them, salute one another with an holy kiss. The Church of Christ salute you. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offense contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they are such, serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speech deceive the heart of the simple. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet I will have not you rise until that which is good. And simple concerning evil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Timotheus, my fellow worker, and Lucas, and Jason, Sophia, kinsmen salute you. I, Tyrus, who wrote this epistle, salute you in the Lord. God, my host, and of the whole church, salute you. You asked us, the chamberlain of the city, salute you. And Quartus, a brother, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which we kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifested and by the scripture of the prophet according to the commandment of the everlasting God, make known to all nations for their obedience of faith. To the only wise God be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Today, this is one of Brother Paul's letter admonishing descends to establish gospel and the preaching of Jesus according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. My friends, in the previous lesson, we read that the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine, but will heap up coal of fire, or will heap up false teaching for their own purpose. God said, beloved, said, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speech deceive the heart of the simple. Our beloved, what is going on today? There's so much of that going on today. They are serving their belly. Every way that they can, and left off serving the Lord. This is something that if you alluded to, publish this gospel, that you have to be mindful that in lieu of serving God, you serve your belly. It's what you can get to eat. How much you can get to eat. How much you can get to spend. How lavishly you can live. How much in your bank account. How prosperous you are in this world, my friend. This is a warning to you who will be rich and successful, and yet look today, look on the field today. The souls are dying day by day, not prepared to meet the Lord. And all you are doing is filling your belly. All you are doing is filling your pocket. All you are doing is snatching up every worldly possession that you can. And the field is white. The harvest is white. And the labors are few. Well, I say, pray the Lord of the harvest will send forth labor in the vineyard. So you must work till the day is done. So you work till there's no work to do. I'm here to remind you, beloved, if you fail to put on the whole armor of God, you will not be able. Say, the trump of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise. And those who are in In the grave shall go to meet him. Those who are yet alive also shall go to meet him. But if you're not ready, I want to let you know now before I leave. There's two trains bound. One is bound for glory, and one is bound for hell. And the heaven-bound train is going where the streets, the gates of pearl, and the streets of gold. The silver water running down the throne of God. Wow. The luscious garden with the tree of life. They are cherubim. They're being hiding the master face, saying, the angel saying, holy, holy. When he's there to welcome you. And there's another train, and that's on his way to hell. These are the people who have not anchored their soul in Jesus. These are the mockers. These are the murderers. These are the thieves. These are the soothsayers. These are the backbiters. These are the liars. These are the rich and the poor. These are those who regard not the word of God, who turn their back and say, oh, I'd rather go to hell. Well, on this train, the devil himself is the engineer. And he said, ha, 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 ha. Ah, you would pay your fare. And I'll land you safe in the lake of fire. So you will pay your fare. There's no doubt. You will pay your fare. The life you live, the reckless, an abominable life you live, the widow that you misuse, the fatherless and the motherless children that you abuse, you stole, you rob, you make vain accusation, you judge someone before they go to court. He said, you on the right train. You pay your fare. It's no doubt. It is no doubt that I'll land you safe. And your destiny is in the lake of fire where the worm die not and the fire not quench. My friend, what a payday. You have worked all your life. You have worked all your life. And after you work, you're looking for pay. And the pay is the lake of fire where the worm die not and the fire not quench. Ah, beloved. See, I said before you an open door today. Chosen, this day. Chosen this day. Make a choice. You have an opportunity to make a choice. You chose Jesus. Make a choice. Because the hellbound train is riding, and the devil is smiling. Say, I'll land you safe in the lake of fire, where the worm die not, and the fire not quit.